You are listening to episode 797. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for showing up for yourself today as you get ready to meditate. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation every day on the podcast. And each meditation is customized around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular topic in depth, and you get to experience different meditation techniques in each meditation. Now, you don't have to do the meditation techniques. You can still be guided through the meditation without doing the technique, but I encourage you to try the techniques. And one of the most important reasons why I enjoy sharing meditation techniques is because you can do the meditation techniques whether you're seated in your meditation space or you are in the midst of a crazy busy day. So in today's meditation, you're going to be guided focusing on a chakra. Now, don't let the word chakra scare you away. Chakras are simply referred to as where we store or harbor emotions and past experiences and memories. And so these can really influence how you live your life. And so as you focus on your chakra, you'll pay particular attention to maybe what moods or emotions or memories pop up as you meditate or consider this week's theme, which is the work-life balance. What memories and emotions and moods do you have regarding your own work-life balance? So as we get ready to do the meditation today, I always like to leave some context so that you can begin to unwind from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate and get ready to go into your own inner stillness. And that can take a little bit of transition. So I like to share some context so you can begin to focus your mind. Now, I have been doing research on the work-life balance, and what I've discovered is that when you consider the work-life balance, it's not so much all about whether or not you are doing the right thing, whether you have this right balance. As you know, every day is a different day. Some days you have more time for the things you want to do than other days. But you can get to the point where you feel as though you're just not able to keep up, that you're always behind. So when you feel like this, you can begin to feel as though no part of your life is rewarding or fulfilling, that there isn't really much that you're doing these days, whether in your personal life or in your job, professional life, that is feeding your soul. And research shows that this is the point where your work performance begins to suffer, as well as how you interrelate with others. Your personal relationships can begin to suffer. It can lead to job exhaustion, disruption of relationships with your family and friends, increased stress, your health suffers, and just a loss of enjoyment with your life, a loss of a sense of happiness. So if you consider what people do who feel as though they have found a nice place to be in regard to their work-life balance, they say that they strive for work-life effectiveness, not balance. So they never feel as though they're really centered or balanced. They know there's always a lot going on. Top executives, men and women who spend a great deal of time and have many people relying on them to make important decisions about their work and job performance. Even people who may be overloaded with a sick spouse or child or ailing elderly parents. you feel as though you just can't move forward, that you're just, your time is monopolized. So it's important to pay close attention to how you're feeling during these times and to reassess your situation and just go for effectiveness, not perfection, not meeting everyone's demands and all the different demands you place on yourself. Just go for effectiveness, not balance. So you may have to shift how you define success in all categories of your life. Your health, maybe if you're taking care of yourself or not. Maybe you don't really have time to do a full workout, or maybe you'd like to, but you just don't have the finances to do that. Or you have young children and you don't really have anywhere for them to go while you work out, or you have a parent who relies on you, so you can't really do things for yourself as easily. And so if you just think, okay, well, what could I do? Maybe I could do a YouTube video and work out. Maybe I could jog while I push the children in a stroller. Maybe I could do sit-ups or push-ups in between taking care of my children. Or maybe if you're working and a lot and on the road, you can record your favorite workouts or memorize them and do them. Use your own body weight so you don't have to lift weights at your favorite gym. Whatever it takes, just go for effectiveness. This can even open you up to exploring different hobbies and different ways of doing things that you normally wouldn't consider. So go for this and see if this makes a difference in how you feel about this seemingly elusive work-life balance. Just go for effectiveness. So today, I'm going to guide you through a meditation using a chakra. As I mentioned, you don't have to do the meditation technique. Just go along with the meditation and visualize the meditation instead of doing the technique if you so choose. But I do encourage you to live a little bit on the wild side and see how working with your chakras works for you. So go ahead and get ready to meditate. Settle yourself in wherever you happen to be and make yourself nice and comfortable. Straighten your spine to help keep yourself alert. Close your eyes. Keep them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows, which is often referred to as your spiritual eye. Begin to relax different areas of your body where you're likely holding tension. Notice those areas. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach. Let it hang out, not sucking it in. This immediately reduces tension in your body as you give yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. Relax your chest and your shoulders. Feel tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your neck. Soften your throat. Let your jaw loosen up. Relax your face. Beautiful. Notice how you feel now. Inhale and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath gentle and natural, breathing at your own pace, not forcing it in any way. allowing yourself to transition at your own pace. Now consider how you're feeling right now. Think about the different areas of your life. Considering where you may feel unbalanced, where you need a little more support, where you may be suffering. When your body is still and your mind is still, this is the time to open your heart. Nothing really happens until you engage your emotions. So the pathway out of suffering is through the heart. Consider where you feel your suffering the most. Focus on becoming more expansive and open in that area of your life. Focus on your heart. Your fourth chakra has to do with love and compassion, gratitude, some of your strongest emotions. Each chakra has positive and negative aspects to it. The negative aspects are not so negative as though they're bad. They're negative in a way where they lead you in a different direction from love and compassion. Those are the positive aspects of your fourth chakra. Hate, envy, anger. These are the big explosive emotions, also of your fourth chakra. Resentment. These are emotions you could be feeling in regard to your work-life balance. So you are pulling from your fourth chakra. Whether or not it's in a way that's supporting you or in a way that's not supporting you so well. Consider how you have been feeling in regard to your work-life balance. The time you spend with loved ones. Do you feel as though you're giving your time freely or that it's being taken from you? The time you spend at work. Do you feel as though someone else has you working on their agenda and your life doesn't even seem like your own anymore? You're working for someone else. Or for something that takes all your energy, it consumes you. Consider how you feel. Notice where you feel this in your body. Consider how you could channel that energy to your fourth chakra emotions of love and gratitude and compassion. Loving yourself for caring so much, for working so hard, for trying to create something, for trying to care for someone. These are beautiful qualities. Honor yourself for them. Can you see where maybe things started to unravel or become too intense or get out of hand? Can you consider where this might have happened? Can you see where you can shift, feeling more expansive with love for others, those you care for? You're grateful that you can be a part of their lives and help them, maybe in their time of greatest need. If you're raising children, they consume your time and energy, and you don't often feel successful as you do it. Think of the gift you're giving them that no one else can give the way you do. Or a parent you may be caring for. Or a spouse. Anyone you may be caring for. What a gift you are giving them. The time and energy you're taking to bring your work to fruition. If you're feeling consumed at work, the support you give to others there, what you're doing to improve the world. Feel compassion and love for yourself for all you do. Knowing you're making a tremendous difference. Feel your heart expand. The color is green. You could visualize the color green. Sending out love and compassion to loved ones and to yourself. Continue your meditation, enjoying these beautiful sensations of love and compassion, sitting with them quietly, absorbing them. Letting go of any technique and returning to it when your mind begins to wander, and then go back into your inner stillness. Always meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little longer, ending your meditations on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.